We are a biennial festival, so we have a big festival weekend every other year, but we can't stop ourselves from doing stuff in between. And I think it's really important to keep Cary Grant alive in the mind of our audiences. We decided to put a couple of things on. We wanted to build on our relationship with St. Mary Redcliffe Church after our successful screening last year. And they said, you know, do you want to do something? And we said, yeah, well, why not?
St. Mary Redcliffe have thrown the doors open to you. It's a big venue. You need to fill it up with what?
Well, we have gone for a film that's not often screened. It's a biopic of Cole Porter, in which Cary Grant plays Cole Porter. And I love music, and I have a big association with St. Mary Redcliffe Church because my son used to be in the choir. He's retired now. It's just such a wonderful venue in terms of the acoustics. It's quite an obscure Cary Grant film, but if you love music and you love Cole Porter, and also if you're intrigued by the production history, because it's a fascinating backstory, and we're going to do an online event with a bit more detail on that in the lead up to the screening, which I can tell you about in a minute. But I just thought bringing the music to life in the church would be a really, really wonderful thing to do.
So, Dr. Crofts, you have a musical or a musical biopic. You've got the venue, you've got the film, you've got a star-studded lineup in the film. How do you add texture and flesh to the bones of an already very elegant scaffolding?
Well, I thought, seeing as I'm in a choir, I thought it would be a nice opportunity for my choir and my choir director to get involved. So my choir director is called Anya Stretter, and she runs three choirs in Bristol. Collectively, they're known as Keep It Vocal. But the three choirs, the one I'm in is the Redcliffe Singers, which meet very near St. Mary Redcliffe in Faith Space on a Thursday evening. And then she also runs Nightingale Valley Choir, which is in Brissington, on a Monday night. They're both community choirs, so anyone can sing in them, and a very, very accessible and a really lovely eclectic range of music that we normally sing. And she also runs like a very posh choir, not a posh choir, but, you know, an audition only choir where you have to be able to read music. And that is called Annos Vocal. So she directs these three choirs, and she brings us together to sing at various events throughout the year. So we always do something at St. Mary Redcliffe. We usually do Tree Fest. And we've been involved with some of the work that's been going on at St. George's to celebrate singing. I suggested to Anya that she might want to get involved. And so she's put a programme of music together, including some Cole Porter songs, but also some other show tunes, because not sure how many people know this, but Cary Grant, actually, before he became Cary Grant in Hollywood, he used to be on the stage in Broadway, initially in vaudeville as an acrobatic act, but later in musical comedies. All the musical sort of show tunes, the big numbers, he would have been in that kind of backstage milieu of being on stage and so on. So he wanted to bring that to life a little bit.
Cole Porter genuinely has written some of the greatest songs ever.
He has, and a lot of them are in the film. It's really interesting production history of the film. So I think Cole Porter was very much involved in the development of the project and sold his story to Warner Brothers. He was very much involved in the casting of Cary Grant. Now, if you've seen a picture of Cole Porter, he's very suave, he's very elegant, but he does not look anything like Cary Grant in the sense that Cary Grant is Cary Grant and Cole Porter isn't quite such a dish. So there's something quite interesting about wanting Cary Grant cast as you in this. And the other thing that's really interesting, and this is something we're going to bring out in an online event on Tuesday the 17th, where we've got two academics, Mark Glancy and Katrina Glitcher, who've both been to the archives in Hollywood, and they've looked at the production history of this. It had an interesting production history because it was directed by Michael Curtiz, who directed Casablanca, one of the most amazing directors, you know, most amazing films of all time, very different kind of film. Apparently, Cary Grant didn't get on with Michael Curtiz very well. So there's that, really interesting. We'll tease that out in that online event. But also, you know, many people know that Cole Porter was homosexual, and that is completely erased from the film with his consent, because it was a taboo when the film was being made. So it was an open secret that he was gay. But in the film, that's not part of the plot. Although if you read intertextually, you can kind of see tease out some sort of references to it. And again, we'll be talking about that in the online event. So there's lots of interesting stuff going on in the film, in terms of when it was made and the kind of the social mores that were acceptable to talk about at the time.
Tell me when I need to be at St. Mary Redcliffe, and tell me more especially, how do I get my tickets for the online event? How much is it going to cost?
There's a couple of online events. So that one on the 17th, and there's one on the 16th on Monday, which is a live online piano concert of Cole Porter show tunes by Kate Bryan, who's one of our American fans. That she's done another piano concert for us before during lockdown. She just approached us and said, look, would you like me to put on another thing? We have quite a few people who got involved in 2020 when we were completely online because of COVID. Loads of overseas people who may not physically be able to get to Bristol, and we wanted them to feel included. So that's on Monday the 16th at 6 o'clock, and on Tuesday the 17th at 7 o'clock is the kind of like discussion panel about the making of the film. And both of those events are free online, but you're very welcome to donate if you want to support the festival. All of these, including the tickets for Night and Day, are available via the website, which is carriecomeshome.co.uk. And that's obviously Carrie with one R, Cary Grant, carriecomeshome.co.uk. And that's the same at Carrie Comes Home on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Or is it called something else now?
So tell me how ticket sales are going so far, because as I mentioned at the top of our chat, it's a big venue.
It's a big venue. We've got really good pre-sales. And what's really interesting is we've got a sliding ticket scale. So that means if you can't afford to come, there's a free ticket. And there's £5 tickets for people under 30 or people who need a concession. And there's an £8.50 ticket for people that just want to pay a normal ticket price. But there's also a pay it forward ticket. So if you're rolling in it and you're doing quite well and you want to support other people who would like to come to the event but can't afford to, you can pay it forward. And that's £15. We haven't sold out yet. We are doing a couple of other things coming up in November. So we've got a new theatre walk with Show of Strength Theatre Company on the 18th and 19th of November, and that's nearly sold out. And we will be doing a screening at the Curzon again, another venue partner that we worked with last year, which we really wanted to work with again. So we're showing An Affair to Remember on the 25th of November, which is kind of a Christmassy film, also a massive tearjerker. So get your glad rags on and your tissues out for that one.
Indeed. And of course, the Curzon, it's exactly the same theatre in exactly the same location, showing films since the time when Cary Grant lived in Bristol, near enough.
Well, we know that he went to Clevedon with his mum when he came back to Bristol, and he used to take her on day trips to Clevedon. We don't know whether he took her to the Curzon, but we know that she was an avid cinema goer, and she used to go to the Embassy and the White Ladies Picture House because she lived very nearby. But in 1912, which is when the Curzon opened, Cary Grant still would have been in Bristol. He was an avid cinema goer. Whether he managed to get down to Clevedon, I don't know. But he used to go and bunk off school and go to the cinema in Bristol. He has a whole scout's diary about all of his theatre and cinema going when he should have been at school, but he was going to the pictures. That's one of the things that really fascinates me about Cary Grant, is how growing up in Bristol, he was influenced by theatres and the cinemas that he went to. The chance to see a Cary Grant film in a vintage venue is really lovely.
It's an extraordinary privilege. Would you mind telling me, Charlotte, where I can get my tickets once more to come and see Night and Day at the St. Mary Redcliffe Parish Church?
www.carriecomeshome.co.uk is where you can find the tickets. And I really look forward to seeing you there. Dressing up is optional. The choir will be wearing feather boas and getting into the spirit of it. So if you want to dress up and get into the spirit of it, we'd be very, very excited to see you.
I'm very excited to see it made manifest in front of me and to hear you sing, Charlotte. That is the highlight of my evening.
Well, hopefully I'll have a voice by then.
Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Philly.